you got?
Cooking.
How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
To start out, here's hoping that this finds everybody in your household healthy and happy and safe. And come to think of it, you know, it seems like every conversation we have these days starts out that way, doesn't it? Actually, that's a rather sad commentary on the state of our society in 2020, but we're all more than just a little bit shell-shocked at this point, right? It just seems like this year has been one big disaster after another. You know, the outbreak of the coronavirus, which of course turned into a full-blown pandemic, and that turned into a worldwide quarantine that absolutely destroyed the economy. Then the social justice issues grabbed the spotlight, and all the partisan politicians immediately tried to take advantage of it, started trying to inflame the issue. They blamed the other side for everything. And people organized protests, which, let me say, are at the very root of our American system. So I support peaceful protests. But these radical elements tainted what were otherwise perfectly reasonable, peaceful protests, and they used random violence that was just completely uncalled for. You know, Donald Trump and Joe Biden both said it very well, and I admit I'm paraphrasing them both here, but looting and burning are not protesting. So let me just say, I abhor that kind of behavior. But then one side wanted to paint all the protesters as looters and arsonists, and that's just not true. And you know me, I'm a law and order guy, but before the law and order crowd gets a little too self-righteous about all this, let's just remember, a 17-year-old shooting protesters, that's even worse than looting and burning businesses and homes that are owned by innocent people who are now broke and homeless. The whole thing's just a mess. And I've seen some unbelievably hideous and despicable comments online by some of my old friends on both sides of the political spectrum, people that I've known and I've loved and I've admired for years, and in some cases, decades. And these are not misguided teenagers who flip out and overreact violently. These are adults, and they make some of the most incredibly stupid and inflammatory statements that only make a bad situation worse. And they should know better. They're adults. People, for crying out loud, whatever happened to calm, reasoned dialogue between two groups who simply disagree? Isn't there enough pain and anguish in the world without everybody going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs on Facebook and Twitter? Settle down. Let's spend our energy trying to listen to each other, to try to find some sensible solutions instead of talking about how we're going to kill each other. And to be clear, I'm talking about both sides, not just one side or the other. Both extremes are guilty, in my opinion. And if all that weren't enough, then Hurricane Laura came calling, and praise the Lord, she slid to the east at the last minute. The city of Houston averted another major disaster, you know, like Harvey or Ike just a few years ago. But as usual, one person's triumph is another person's tragedy, and we should remember the wonderful people of Louisiana in our prayers every day. I know I've mentioned before that my wife of 46 years is a Louisiana native. I met her while I was working at a radio station there back in the early 70s. So we have a lot of family and friends who just got hammered by Hurricane Laura. And to be honest, we still haven't heard back from some of them. I'm sure, well, I at least hope that most of them just don't have power, so their cell phone batteries have run down and they can't respond. But there's no doubt there are a lot of people suffering right now. And we should be doing everything we can to help them, because Houstonians don't have to think back very far to remember all the help we got from those nice, generous people in the Cajun Navy. You know, all those coonies with bass boats and P-Rows who drove all the way over here to help rescue people who were trapped in their homes by high water after Hurricane Harvey? Yeah, it's time for us to return the favor. Help out our neighbors. Don't you agree? Yeah, I'm sure you do. And on top of all that, I saw my old buddy Rowdy Yates post a story online about two more tropical waves that appeared to be heading into the Gulf of Mexico. And he just said, "Are you kidding me?" And by the way, I really cleaned that up a lot. Don't worry, Rowdy. Nana's going to make landfall way down in Mexico somewhere. And Omar, the other storm, is actually off the coast of North Carolina and moving away from land, back out to sea. So things look pretty calm. For the time being, anyway. But, you know, it's all just part of the things we have to deal with when we choose to live on the Upper Texas Gulf Coast. At least we don't have to shovel snow off the driveway every morning, you know, just to drive to the grocery store. Not that I've been inside a grocery store in months. But let's face it, a bunch of really horrible stuff has happened this year, and it makes a lot of people think, when's the other shoe gonna drop? You know, I try to avoid asking that question because I find it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy sometimes. I don't like to tempt fate. It's like a line my late mother used quite often. Somebody'd say, "Wow, when's the other shoe gonna drop?" And she'd say right back, "Are you sure you want to know the answer to that question?" That's why I don't ask that question in the first place. Don't poke the bear and all that. I just try to thank God in heaven for each day of life he grants me. And then I try to enjoy that day to the fullest. As Jesus said so well in Matthew 6:34, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Now, of course, that's easier said than done, and Jesus did have the advantage of knowing God's long-term plan in detail because, after all, he was, well, God in human form. But still, it's good advice for us all, one day at a time and all that stuff. So, if I have any words of encouragement for you today, it's the Word of God. "Let not your heart be troubled." Or, as ancient Hebrew folklore says, "This too shall pass." I think that was King Solomon who used that. I'm not sure. At any rate, 2020 has been difficult, but not impossible. And I believe the best way to deal with it is to get outside ourselves. Try to use our energy to help other people. You know, when you focus on other people's problems, your own problems seem a little less overwhelming. And let's face facts, there are a lot of people all over the world who have a lot bigger problems than we have. Heck, there are people right here in the Golden Triangle, right across the Sabine River. They've got lots of big problems, bigger than we have. Many of those people still don't have electricity. They don't even have homes to go back to in some cases. So we should be working to help those folks instead of making these ridiculous, violent threats against people with whom we politically disagree. It's just my nickel minus three pennies. And there's another way we can take our minds off all these seemingly endless back-to-back catastrophes. We can talk about cooking and eating good food. After all, that's what the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is really all about. Or at least, it's what it's supposed to be about. When I don't go off on silly rants like I already have today. No, this show is intended to be about culinary techniques that will improve all our skill sets in the kitchen, both outdoors and indoors. So I had no trouble finding the perfect person to be our guest on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show today, my old friend Bear Dalton. Now, if you've never heard of Bear Dalton on this show before, he is an undeniable Houston treasure. He's been the fine wine buyer at Specs Wine Spirits and Finer Foods for decades now. And that makes him a great source of information on pairing the perfect wine with any kind of meal. Not to mention, he's extremely well-versed on beers and cocktails. As a matter of fact, I've got one particular cocktail that I want to ask him about in the first segment right after the break. But don't sell him short on the food aspect of all of this either. Bear is an absolute whiz in the kitchen, both outdoors and indoors. And there's one particular entree that I want to get his take on today. So, put your political partisanship aside for a few minutes, will you please? And while you're at it, log out of all those social media platforms. Let's just settle down and talk. Let's talk about something we can all agree on for a change. Cooking and eating good food and drinks. Yeah, in the year 2020, the whole world needs a good stiff shot every now and then, don't you think?
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
With apologies to Elton John, the bear is back. By that I mean Bear Dalton, the fine wine buyer at Specs Wine, Spirits, and Finer Foods. How are you, my friend?
I'm hanging in there, Randy. And yourself?
Doing well. Thanks for asking.
Good.
Bear and I go way back. Back to when I was doing live endorsement ads for Specs on the Hudson and Harrigan show, so this is a special treat for me. And it's been way too long since we hosted you on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, Bear. And one of the reasons why is because you've been battling some health issues.
Yeah.
You've told me you've had good days and bad days, so we hope this is a good day.
This is a good day. I'm feeling pretty good today, and it's really good to be back on the phone with you and getting to talk about food and drink. And I think you had mentioned too that you want to talk a little bit about hurricanes today.
Yeah, we will. And I wanted to point out to our audience that Bear usually has that beautiful bass voice of his. His voice is a little raspy, but so is mine today, Bear. So with apologies to the turtles, instead of happy together, we'll be raspy together.
Yes, sir.
See, you can take the disc jockey out of the radio, but, well, you know what I'm talking about. I don't need to go any further than that. I've already gone over the top a little bit, haven't I?
There you go.
Since it's been so very long since we hosted you on the show, reacquaint our listeners with your story. Where were you born, reared, go to school, that kind of stuff?
I'm a native Houstonian. Was born and raised in Houston, went to Sharpstown High School, went to the University of Houston. One of those people who just can't imagine living anywhere else. I love it here, and I got into wine through, believe it or not, bartending when I was in college, and I have been involved professionally in the wine business since I was in school at University of Houston. And the funny thing is that back then, being a bartender was a real lucrative thing and something where I enjoyed, but I made a lot of money at it. And, for a college kid, made a lot of money, working as a bartender. But I kind of followed my passion to wine. And what's funny is that today bartending is, wine has made a big comeback or is a big deal, but bartending's made a big comeback now.
Yes. They don't even call them bartenders anymore. They call them mixologists now.
Yeah. But you run into folks now who are crafting cocktails now.
Yeah.
And, when you sent me a note about wanting to visit on food and wine pairings, and also cocktail pairings, because you go to these restaurants that have a good bar program these days, and they have a bar program. They make a lot of their own syrups and whatnot that they use in making cocktails, and it's not just it's not just walk in and order a standard cocktail like you'd found in the Mr. Boston Cocktail Guide from 50 years ago. It's a new thing.
Well, 2020 is shaping up to be a year most of us would rather just forget, but we did avoid that last hurricane, so at least we have that going for us.
Indeed.
At the same time, Laura did ravage our friends in Louisiana, and I couldn't help but think of the irony of the hurricane cocktail that's so popular over in New Orleans. And, of course, there's nobody better to tell us how to concoct the perfect hurricane than Bear Dalton. So why don't you start there? Give it your best shot, buddy.
Okay, well, for me, the two essential ingredients of a hurricane are rum and passion fruit syrup. And it's a funny thing that passion fruit syrup is not something that you see on a lot of back bars in Houston. And so hurricanes are not a terribly popular drink in Houston as they are in New Orleans. And I think you're starting to see a little bit more of them as the tiki sort of movement comes back, and there are actually tiki bars in Houston again now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that as the tiki bar movement comes back, you'll see the hurricane coming back. But the key there is not just rum, but three kinds of rum, along with that passion fruit juice and the citrus base. And a lot of the recipes for hurricanes call for a lime juice or lemon juice or orange juice. And I actually like a blend of the three. I think if you blend the three together, it gives you a good citrus base. And I use that same sort of citrus base when I make margaritas. Instead of just using lime juice, I blend a little lemon juice and orange juice in with my lime. And in this case, I lean a little heavier toward the orange juice side for the base. And we'll call that two parts of a blend, that base of citrus and lemon, lime, orange. And then we'll call one part of the blend that passion fruit syrup. And then we'll call four parts of the blend rum.
Four?
Four parts of the blend would be rum. Yeah. And so the rum, you want to get complexity of flavor from the rum itself. And so I'm not trying to make a Kool-Aid hurricane here. I'm trying to make a real hurricane that's what you would get at a great bar in New Orleans that had a cocktail program.
You're talking about a Cat 5 here.
Yeah, we're talking about a real hurricane. And so which has always been a pretty potent drink. And so you want four parts of rum, and the rum that you want is two parts dark rum. And I like to use Meyer's Planters Punch rum. I think that's the dark rum that meets the needs for me in that cocktail. It's got the richness. It's got some of that molasses flavor to it that you expect in the darker rum. And it really rounds things out. And then I use one part light rum, just like regular light rum, like Bacardi, is typically what's used. And then one part 151 rum, 151 proof rum, which is the high proof rum that hasn't been cut down. And by using that high proof rum, you can actually go two routes. You can blend it into the drink and just shake it into the drink. And I like my hurricane shaken, not stirred.
Thank you, Mr. Bond.
That's right. That's right. Shaken, not stirred. I like my hurricane shaken, not stirred. You shake the drink over ice, and then you use a cocktail strainer and pour it over fresh ice in the cocktail glass that you're going to serve it in. But you shake it over ice, and you want some of that cracked ice character, that bruised ice character, to get into the drink itself, to give the drink a little bit of texture. And you can do it. You can blend the whole thing together, or you can blend the whole thing together except for the 151 rum. And then you can float the 151 rum on top and light it.
Ah.
And so you can serve it as a flaming cocktail as well. And if you light it and serve it as a flaming cocktail, it just has to have something to stir it with so that you, when it gets to the table, the guest can stir the 151 rum into the drink, and that'll go ahead and put the fire out.
Wow.
But that's a nice tiki bar touch to do the flaming hurricane.
So are we talking one or two alarms here, Bear?
when you make a cocktail, the way that these new mixologists are making cocktails, you're putting some heat in there with the spirit. And so, yeah, you're getting to go to the category scale on the hurricane. You can get a Cat 2 or a Cat 3 going pretty quickly that way. And so you need to make sure that when you're serving hurricanes that people aren't driving.
Now, we're not talking about a frozen drink like a margarita. We're talking about...
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Shaken cocktail that you would, like a margarita on the rocks, you would shake a margarita on the rocks. Well, this you shake this same way you would a margarita on the rocks, only you're using rum as your base instead of tequila. And, my margarita on the rocks, I use white tequila, but I also use two different kinds of triple sec to get complexity
uh-huh.
in that margarita. And I'm doing the same thing with the rum. I'm using three different kinds of rum. And this isn't new to me. This is classic hurricane is you use three different kinds of rum. Light rum is the standard. And then that darker Meyer's Planters Punch rum for the oomph, and then the 151 proof, and usually Ron Rico or Ron Bacardi are the two that you see in the 151. It doesn't matter which one you really use.
Well, I knew this was going to happen. This segment has already run out. We haven't even touched on food ideas or wine, for that matter. So can you stick around and talk about that in the next segment, Bear?
Sure. Happy to stick around.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
It's always a great joy to host a Houston icon. It's Baird Dalton, who is now and has been for many years the fine wine buyer at Specs Wine Spirits and Finer Foods at 2300 Smith Street downtown and in your neighborhood.
2400.
Thank you for correcting me.
2400.
Plus, Specs is now all over Texas. Is that not right, Bear?
Yeah, we're all over the place now, almost 200 stores. It's funny, I asked Specs owner John Reedman a while back just how many stores we had, and he had to stop and think. Because we've gotten so big. When I went to work for the company back in '96, we had 16 stores. And so in that time from 96 to now, we've grown to almost 200 stores.
And I understand the biggest one is in my hometown, Fort Worth, about 2 miles away from where I grew up.
In square footage, yes, sir, it is. Our biggest sales store is still the Mothership downtown on Smith Street. But in terms of square footage, in terms of retail space on display, yeah, that Fort Worth store is our largest store.
And while Bear could talk about wine and mixed drinks, even beer, though he doesn't drink it anymore, he could talk about that for several segments on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show today, but he's also a whiz at cooking. So let's talk food for a few minutes.
All right.
This past Thursday was National Baby Back Ribs Day, and I think we ought to start right there. Are you a low and slow guy or no?
I'm more of a grill guy.
Me too.
And it's funny. You got in Texas, you've got people who are outdoor cooking enthusiasts, and a lot of them, divide themselves into whether they're a grill, which is more high heat, or low and slow. And I like baby back ribs because baby back ribs can work both ways. You can go low and slow with a proper smoker.
Right.
Do the 5.5 hours at 225 degrees and get a nice tender rib that way. But because of the baby back being on top of that strip of muscle that makes up the rib roast, that's a more tender meat than the spare ribs have. And because it's that more tender meat, you can do a little higher heat, a little shorter time period with baby backs and still come up with something good. I think there are a couple of keys to that. One is that you want to cook your ribs bone side down. The rack of ribs needs to go bone side down because where the rib connects to the backbone, there's a little bit of a curve there. And if you cook it bone side up, the moisture will pool in that curve.
Yes.
And it'll cause the meat right there to steam a little bit instead of cooking with the smoke like you want it to. So you want some of that water that's mostly what's forming there to go ahead and drip out and drip down off of the ribs. So when you're going to do baby backs, you want to do them, whether you do them low and slow or a little faster, using some higher heat. Either way, you want to be sure and do them bone side down. That's a key to success with ribs.
So when you're doing them, when you're grilling them at that higher heat, how long do you cook them, and do you put them over the direct heat, or do you offset them?
Yeah, I use offset heat, so I'll use half my charcoal grill as a charcoal bed, and then the other half I'll use to put the ribs on. And so do that offset heat, and generally what I'm looking for is about an hour and a half on that offset heat, and not too hot. I don't have a great thermometer on my grill, so I kind of have to go by the kind of a feel for it. But I think most people who are outdoor enthusiasts do a lot of their cooking by feel. But by going by feel for it, I'll go for an hour and a half with that. But again, there's a couple of things that make it. Part of it's the rub that you use, and a lot of people have their own special rub that they use. I found that I like to use that Tony Chachere seasoning as a rub. I don't make my own, but Tony Chachere makes a good seasoning. And I'll tell you, you got me thinking about ribs when you talked to me about doing this. And one of the things that I love, that's getting off subject a little bit, is lamb ribs.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to the big box stores that sell like Sam's or Costco that sell racks of lamb, you can cut the meat off the rack of the rib and use that like you would a ribeye, like a little ribeye roast, and slice it, and just as a nice way to present lamb. But then you take those rib racks that you've cut the meat off of, and you grill those with just a little Tony Chachere on them. And this there you use high heat because you've got very little meat there. So you actually do them on the high heat part of the grill and just get them to where they're nice and sizzling. And I have a lady friend who'll take your arm off if she gets between her and those ribs.
But it's easy to overcook lamb, isn't it?
It really is. You have to stay on top of it. And, honestly, when cooking just about anything, paying attention to what you're doing the whole time you're doing it is a key. I think barbecue, low and slow barbecue, is the most forgiving way of cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one reason it's so popular, is it allows the people that are doing the cooking to enjoy a brew or a cocktail while they're cooking, because they don't have to pay quite as close of attention. But I think if you're cooking over high heat, paying close attention and being right there on top of the grill is an important thing to do. In which case, it helps to have someone to bring you that adult beverage that you can enjoy while you're cooking.
Staff. We need staff here.
There you go.
But when it comes to barbecue, you mentioned barbecue, sauce plays such a big role in whether anything turns out right, be it pork butt or ribs or whatever. So do you make your own barbecue sauce from scratch, or do you just buy a particular brand at a store?
I make a sauce that's ketchup-based, and it's probably got the same ingredients that a lot of people use. I use ketchup with a little bit of mustard. I use a lot of Worcestershire sauce. I use some apple cider vinegar. It's something I just throw together the same way I throw salad dressing together. It's not something I actually think of a lot about, because it just kind of comes together as I'm doing it.
Uh-huh.
So I like to make my own sauce, but I go with the ketchup base. I know that in the East Coast, up in the what I think of the Northeast as the South, if you will, they tend to use more of a mustard based sauce. But for pork especially, I go with that tomato base. If I do pulled pork, I can go with a vinegar base as well. But for pork ribs, I think the tomato base is the thing. And you want to, that's something I didn't touch on, is when you're doing this low and slow, you want to do the low and slow for five and a half hours, but you want to get the last bit of that, not with just your rub on there, but you want to put your sauce on there and let that glaze for at least the last half hour that you're on the grill.
Yeah, I was going to ask, when do you actually apply that glaze?
Yeah, for me, it's about a half hour before you're done. You want to put the brush the glaze on, and you want to brush it pretty generously and let that form up as a glaze, and you can get a nice, get a real nice flavor. I didn't make this sauce, but a while back I had some ribs that a friend had made, and he'd used a lot of bourbon in his glaze.
Ah.
And the bourbon was tending to flare up a little bit.
Yeah.
On the when it would drip.
Yep.
But the flavor was great. He had a nice char on his ribs, and the flavor of the bourbon came through nicely, along with his was tomato based or ketchup based as well. So the flavor of the bourbon came through very nicely, even through the ketchup.
Well, we were going to talk about some other things, including chicken, but I found out right before we came on the air, you're allergic to chicken. So it's probably best we didn't touch on that.
Yeah.
We'll do that another time, shall we, Bear?
Yeah, well, you know, I can talk about chicken, but yeah, another time.
We're always proud to have the vast food and drink knowledge of our old and dear friend, Bear Dalton, who is the fine wine buyer at Specs Wine, Spirits, and Finer Foods at 2400 Smith Street downtown.
There you go.
And now, all over Texas. Thanks for talking to us, Bear. And let's not wait so long to do this again, okay?
Thanks, Randy. I'm at your convenience. Love visiting with you.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd's Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Old friends abound today on the show, and we'll wrap things up with my old friend from the Hudson and Harrigan Show on the radio, Fred Olson. How you doing, old friend?
Yeah, who are you calling old?
Older, my older friend.
Older, yeah, that's right. I should remember that.
Yeah.
Well, our mutual old friend, Bear Dalton, was our guest in the previous two segments.
Yeah.
He sends his best to you.
What a neat guy. You know, you think of the legacy Specs has had in the city, and that guy, just, you know, your down-home boy knows his stuff, knows his food, knows his wine, knows the industry, and just what a great guy.
Yeah, a good and honorable man, that.
There you go.
And he was good to visit with. And as I expected, he had some great ideas on food and wine.
Good.
But I also wanted to kind of revisit your trip to San Antonio for a minute. Do you still have the taste of La Margaritas in your mouth?
Actually, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't eat any Mexican food there.
No.
Nope.
That's heresy, Fred. You can't go to San Antonio and not eat Mexican food.
You know what? You know, the one thing we don't get in the country, and there are a lot of people who don't really care for this brand of food.
Uh-huh.
sushi and sashimi.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I love sushi.
We ate it for three nights in a row.
Wow.
We kept going. You want to go back? Yeah. Well, does this sound crazy? Yeah, let's do it. So it was so good because we'd get Mexican food, and I will go out for Mexican food tonight at a place in LaGrange. But normally we don't get those things. So we gorged on. It was one. Well, how do you gorge on, you know, raw fish? But you do. I know it. You know, something. And years ago, when somebody mentioned that to me, I went, "Are you kidding me? You had to get me to eat a California roll. You had to dip it in something." I went, "Oh, this stuff's disgusting." And now I love it.
I absolutely adore sushi, and my daughter and I go to lunch and eat sushi about once a month, but my wife can't stand it. As a matter of fact, my son even pulled a trick on her, because when the kids were young, she would make things and they'd say, "Well, we don't want that." And she'd say, "Well, you don't know whether you like it or not until you try it."
Yeah.
So we went to a sushi restaurant and my wife said, "Well, I think I'll have some of this Kobe beef over here," or something like that. And Derek said, "You got to have sushi, Mom." And she said, "Oh, I don't like sushi." And he said, "You don't know whether you like it or not until you try it."
Ooh.
So she tried one bite, and then she bought Kobe beef.
Yeah, she went, no. And I understand that. It can be an acquired taste, but it's healthy as can be, the fatty fish, omega-3 fatty acids. But I'm not going to get into the chemistry of it, but it's just, it was fabulous. We had a great time.
Yeah, I love sushi, too. But you got to admit, Mexican food is one of God's greatest gifts to humanity, right?
Well, I will tell you what was coming back from all of that was, of course, a storm.
Yeah.
And we didn't realize, like, we're in the hotel, and I said, "Was there a wedding going on?" The guy goes, "No, we had all these people come out of Houston and East Texas trying to find a place to stay." I went, "Wow." So you turn on the news to realize that Louisiana's getting really nailed. But coming back the traffic this last week, I went, "This is like Sunday afternoon coming back to Houston on I-10. It was crazy.
Right.
And it was all the people who'd left, you know, they were told to leave, and they did.
Well, even a dime store cowboy knows you can't go anywhere in the great state of Texas without getting some good barbecue. So did you eat any of that while you were in SA?
No.
No?
No.
Fred, we're gonna have to take back your man card, man.
We could have stopped in Luling or Lockhart and some of those great places, but we didn't. I think once we get on the freeway and saw the traffic, we just wanted to get home.
I see. Okay. Well, there's a place in SA called the Smoke Shack.
Uh-huh.
It's on the near north side. It's one of our favorites. The problem there is the barbecue is only one good thing worth eating. They've also got fried chicken that'll make Colonel Sanders blush, and side dishes like pinto beans and potato salad, or spicy cream corn and collard greens. So what we usually try to do is we try to visit Smoke Shack at least twice while we're in San Antonio.
Well, look at that.
And since we're jonesing on barbecue, that brings up the topic of today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. And Baird Dalton had some great ideas on this. Baby back ribs. As a matter of fact, Bear described a grilling process for baby back ribs. I'd never considered doing this. I know you're a low and slow guy when it comes to all kinds of different ribs. So how did your most recent rack of ribs turn out?
Really, they were okay. And the reason is I salted them too long.
Ah.
So the key is I let them sit for, it wasn't 2 days, over 2 days. And what happens is that salt and all that draws so much moisture out. So I wasn't pleased with what I did. I didn't mean to let them go an extra day, but because of scheduling, a day and a half, two at the most, but it drawn so much moisture out. And I went, "What happened?" "Oh, the salt, you know, when you, and I don't use MSG or anything else, just a real simple Bobby Flay rib rub. It's real. There's 9 ingredients in about every rib rub.
Uh-huh.
If you take out MSG, so it's all pretty much the same: cumin and garlic salt, onion salt, salt and pepper, and white pepper, and real simple cayenne. You know, just simple things. So I left it on too long. So it taught me a valuable lesson. But I like to offset ribs too. I've got a large rolling fajita cooker, and I put the ribs on the cool side, and I use charcoal and feed it about every half hour with a handful of charcoal, and it really makes a great rib too. And my question is, because I was a St. Louis style, and if you've seen those two styles, baby back and St. Louis style. St. Louis style is going to have more of the knuckles in it, more fat,
uh-huh.
and they're bigger. And I always liked that because I had a greater chance of success because there's more fat on them.
Right.
So what did he say about the baby backs? Because Bev likes those best. She just loves those things.
Well, now he does them on a grill, and he does them offset, but at a higher temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a wimp. I just put them on the grill for a few minutes to get them brown, and then I wrap them up in foil and finish them off in the oven. But he says that this grilling thing works. He uses a higher temperature. He puts them offset. Only takes about an hour and a half or 2 hours to do. And he says they're really tender and have just enough yank on them. You know, they don't fall off the bone.
Sure.
But I've never tried it that way before.
I do the same. I run a really, sometimes I'm going, oh, it's too hot. It's too hot. But sometimes that heat up front kind of seals it. And I've never had a bad one when I did offset like that with high heat, charcoal heat, because charcoal doesn't really give it flavor as much as it is heat. People say use mesquite wood, but mesquite, I think, is mostly about heat, not flavor. Like oak gives flavor, cherry gives flavor, apple gives flavor. I don't know about what mesquite does, but anyway. But I've always said if you offset it like that, but the key is having a big enough barbecue grill to do it. I mean, a small one is kind of hard. You can't offset very far. Because where do you go, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then you can only do one rack. And my Lord, when I'm going to that much trouble, I want to do about 3 or 4 racks of ribs. So I got leftovers, for crying out loud.
Well, sure. If you're spending $10 for a bag of charcoal, which is about right, $10 or $11, whatever, for Kingsford, plus doing all that, it's not a cheap way to cook.
No.
So you want to be able to cook a lot with a little bit of charcoal rather than one whole rack. Because $8, $10, a rack of ribs.
Well, now you mentioned that you did them on that fajita cooker. That's a pretty big rack, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. I can probably do at least four racks offset with that.
Wow.
And it's probably 4 feet long, and probably 2.5 feet wide. So and on wheels. So I wheel it outside, crank up the charcoal, and then when it hits that gray area right there, that gray, and then I'll lay them on and close it up and check them the first hour once, and then I spritz them. I've learned to spritz them with apple juice.
Ah,
yeah, to kind of give it. It'll give it a little bit of a glaze on it, and that sugar will caramelize, and it gives them a nice color. It doesn't influence the flavor too much, and that's a cool thing. I just buy basic Spies apple juice or whatever it is, and put it in a little sprayer and hit them. After that, every half hour, I check the coals and I check the temp and. So I can, in about 3 hours for me, that's still pretty high heat, but they're really good.
And how high is the heat, Fred?
I don't know. The fajita cooker is a straight on charcoal grill.
Yeah.
So I look at them and when it gets shiny, there's a certain shininess and a bend to them. And then if you wrap them in foil, if you want to, I don't like to do that simply for me because it makes them a little mushier. I like that little bit of crisp on the outside of them. And, there's 100 ways to do ribs, but I found 2 that I really like. So
do you prefer baby back ribs, just regular pork ribs, beef ribs, what?
I like the baby backs, but I have to watch them. I can't let them cook as long as the St. Louis style, because baby backs simply St. Louis style that have been cut, and chopped to take more of the gristle and the fat off, which I kind of like in a rib, actually.
Well, we got to go fire up the grill, because the Texans start Thursday night, my friend.
Go Texans!
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something else?